Heaven cheap at any price, October 9th. And whosoever doth not bear his cross, and come after me, cannot be my disciple. It is too true that the great mass who possess ability and talent do not choose to travel the Christian road. Are their talent and ability too precious to devote to the Giver, the Lord of heaven and earth? Many would be followers of Christ if he would come down from the cross and appear to them in such a manner as they desire. If he would come with riches and pleasure, many would receive him gladly and would be in haste to crown him Lord of all. If he would only lay aside his humiliation and sufferings and cry, "If any man will come after me, let him please himself and enjoy the world and he shall be my disciple," multitudes would believe on him. But the blessed Jesus will come to us in no other character than the meek and lowly crucified one. We must partake of his self-denial and suffering here if we would take the crown hereafter. The Word of God has not widened the narrow way, and if the multitude have found a path where they can wear a form of godliness and not bear the cross or suffer tribulation, they have found a way where our Savior did not walk and they follow another example than that which Christ set before us. Is it not enough that Jesus left the felicity and glory of heaven, endured a life of poverty and deep affliction, and died a cruel, shameful death to provide for us the joys of holiness and heaven? And can it be that we, the worthless objects of so great a condescension and love, will seek after a better portion in this life than was given to our Redeemer? How easy would be the way to heaven if there was no self-denial or cross! How worldlings would rush in the way, and hypocrites would travel in it without number! Thank God for the cross, the self-denial. The ignominy and shame our Savior endured for us is none too humiliating for those saved by the purchase of His blood. Heaven will indeed be cheap enough.